Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, May 8th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the roads this morning, construction at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard is scheduled to resume today and is expected to continue throughout May. Drivers should also expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street from Cowdy Street to Montreal Street due to the installation of intersection pedestrian signs. Additional delays are expected along King Street West at Country Club Drive, extending toward Front Row and east of Sand Bay Lane, where Utilities Kingston continues sanitary and water main installation work. Traffic in this area will be reduced to one lane in each direction, so motorists are advised to watch for lane shifts and reduce speed limits and shared lane signage. Short-term road closures remain in effect on Sydenham Street from just north of Princess Street to Princess Street, as well as Wright Crescent at Palace Road. Long-term closures also continue along Princess Street from Frontenac Street to Division Street. New traffic adjustments will also be in place today on King Street East from Palace to Arms to Barrack Street between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. for science rendezvous events taking place at Slush Puppy Place. Turning into the weather, we're starting the day with a mix of sun and cloud. Winds will be coming from the southwest at 20 kilometers per hour, with a 30% chance of showers developing later in this afternoon. We're expecting a high of 12 degrees today with sunny breaks and a UV index that will reach 6. Cloud cover increases into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 6 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just from you, secondhand living, it just won't do. And the way I feel tonight, oh, I could die and I wouldn't mind. Yeah, there's something going on inside. Makes you wanna feel, makes you wanna try, makes you wanna blow the stars from the sky. And I can't stand up, I can't cool down, I can't get my the ground. As soon as I get my head around you, I come around catching sparks off you. And all I ever got from you is all I ever took from you. Try, makes you wanna blow the stars from the sky. And I'm taking myself to the dirty part of town where I-
Good morning, everybody. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call with me, your host, Jesse Bell. And we had two heaters bringing you in this morning. The first, Ducks Limited and Illuminati Hotties with Head On, which has just been an absolute earworm for me lately. I think among some of their best work, Ducks Limited, of course, Australia meets Toronto fusion pop rock band. And we followed that up with someone distinctly Canadian, distinctly Quebecois, Michelle Pagliaro with Loving You Ain't Easy. And today we've got a couple themes operating, I hope, harmoniously with one another, which is kind of high energy summer songs. And also, I want to try and mix old and new where possible. And I'm going to be a little flexible with new. Not necessarily new as in released right this week, but stuff from the last 5 years and stuff from, you know, in some cases, 55 and 60 years ago. And on the note of keeping it somewhat contemporaneous, let's go straight to Cuff the Duke with Ballad of the Breaking Dawn on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Dank was the air that night as we set out from the shore. It's true, I need a lot from you, but I know the dawn. Dank is the air we breathe as we stretch out through the dark. It's true, I have a lot to prove, but I've lost the will to fight, and I know till the day becomes the night. That night forever haunts me like a ghost. It's true, I owe so much to you, and I know I won't be here for you when you need me most. When you need me. Frightened of the words you say, so we reach out for the light. It's true, I need so much from you. Got an angel on a leash and the devil at my feet, and no shoreline left to see.
Thank you. I should laugh, but I cry because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing.
What you're doing to me.
Laughing.
It ain't the way it should be.
You took away everything I had. You put the hurt on me. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
I go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
Roll the Dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week, we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Looking up. and I might wave. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now.
That was Question Mark and the Mysterians with 96 Tears, one of the great one-hit wonder acts of the 1960s. And I'll be honest with you, for years, I thought they were a Canadian outfit because I'd only ever heard them mentioned on, like, Canadian oldies stations. They are from Michigan, and the band, and this is something else that I thought is quite interesting, Children of Mexican Immigrants to Michigan, which is a crazy place to end up in the 1960s. If you are a Mexican immigrant, you really kind of went from hitting the jackpot to being in the place that is the least like your home climate and culture-wise physically possible. Now, Question Mark and the Mysterians, officially, and this is, they list themselves as being kind of like a proto-punk band. Obviously, that big hit certainly leans more into elements of like surf rock and psychedelia. Think of the overpowering organ. And apparently, now, this is what has been reported. The lead singer, known simply as Question Mark, I believe his real name, let me just double check this. Yeah, Rudy Martinez. He claimed that his soul had originated from Mars and he once walked on Earth with the dinosaurs. Quote, Question Mark quickly cemented himself as the group's creative force and they began to develop a blend of gritty rock and roll and pop rock. Very strange outfit. Certainly not long for this world. They would disband in 1969. Their big hit, 96 Tears, was, I believe, released in, let me also double check this, yeah, 1966, became a number one hit on the Billboard charts, but within 3 years' time, Question Mark and the Mysterians would be no more. They would reunite later on to tour the one-hit wonder circuit, but very bizarre, and certainly something that you're not going to hear very often on this station, let alone on the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. Hey, what's up, folks? It's Jesse here with you. Prior to Question Mark and the Mysterians, had a new release from Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, which I think was like an Xbox Live arcade game in the 2000s. We also heard from Neil Young, Only Love Can Break Your Heart, Orville Peck, and Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. We had some Guess Who with Laughing. We had Cuff the Duke with Ballad of the Breaking Dawn. Today, we're doing a nice mix of kind of contemporary and classic, mostly because I feel like there is a gaping hole for golden oldies and things that are now considered golden oldies, which mostly just means music from the 1970s. When I was growing up, golden oldies, 50s and 60s, with like maybe 71 as a cutoff point. Now, you know, stuff from the 1970s is 50 plus years old, so we're going to throw it in there. I want to do a little bit of like crooner focus. Crooner, C-R-O-O-N-E-R, for you sickos at home, because I think crooning is coming back in a major way. Once again, crooning, you sickos. Okay, where do we want to go next? I think we're going to keep on this new music tip. This is The Beths with Till My Heart Stops on your Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Till my heart stops. In the rain, I wanna fly my kite in a hurricane. I wanna float out the top. I wanna dance till I drop. I wanna love till my heart stops. Till my heart stops. Doesn't miss me, doesn't.
very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love, my one and only love.
This is your warning. You're gonna appear before a stranger. I don't know if you'll be in any danger. For some are not pulled into moving cars. Some are not dragged down Fifth Avenue by the hairs in their ears. Some get away with it. Some get away with it for many years and are not punished, but some are. Every single day.
Although it may not be readily apparent today, you are tuned into the Friday morning indie wake-up call, although that was far from independent music there. That was the Canadian crooning classic Diana from Paul Anka, and I will explain momentarily, but, you know, I think it is fair to say that that is one of the classic songs in Canadian popular music history. I feel very confident saying that. 1957, folks. A true golden oldie. My goodness, it'll be 70 years old next May. An astounding accomplishment. Paul Anka's first hit, his biggest hit, and I think he's interesting in the sense that in a very, I'm going to say, white-dominated genre. I mean,